Yet again, we find ourselves in a position where there is no water in Nil Angola. Another burst. This is our ongoing situation, and it's a clear indication where we're scaring and the government in terms of their view and their respect and their interest in investing proper infrastructure to provide our island communities with water. Not only that Angola is without water because of another burst, and this is a regular ongoing situation, but we have ourselves in a position where some of our offshore islands are left without water at all, never mind having bursts. Inishfikatoran is one of them. We're waiting for word back from the government to see if they're going to invest in giving water supply to an island which has full-time residents on it, as many other of the islands. And it's not good enough that here we are at the front door of our tourist season that we are left without water. In Nil Angola, this last couple of days, we've had people from different parts of the world come and visit and stay. And even last week, when we saw another bust, we saw visitors cancelling their bookings to come and stay in the island. And for me, as a local councillor, I will continue to raise this, but SK Éireann needs to sit down at the table and tell us how they're going to fund and how they're going to invest properly into the infrastructure of our islands. Yeah, look, our island community sees people moving back into the island. Normally around April, May, people move back full-time to the island until September, October, and right into November. And here we have a situation in Nil Angola that we are left without water. This is an ongoing problem that the government choose not to address properly, which can be, because look, we're told that the Free State is awash with money, but yet we're not seeing this in West Donegal, and clearly our island community, which has been consistently left behind due to Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael policy over many, many, many years.